Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today is part four of our excerpt from Supercoach, 10 Secrets to Transform Anyone's Life. And in today's excerpt, I share an experiment that originated in a Caffeine for the Soul podcast about 3 or 4 years ago. And it's one of my absolute favorite simple experiments that you can do anytime, anywhere, with any person, and it broadens the mind wonderfully. Have you ever wondered how it's possible that seemingly intelligent people disagree with you? One explanation is that they're just a bit confused, and when they come to their senses, they'll agree with you. Another is that they're not as intelligent as you thought they were. A third, and in my mind more accurate explanation, is that we all live in separate realities. We think the mind works like a camera, accurately recording what's really going on around it, but in actuality, the mind works more like a projector. It projects our thoughts onto the screen of our consciousness, and then we experience that created world through our senses. In the middle of my TEDx talk, Why Aren't We Awesomer?, I show an image on a screen of something called the Kinesa Triangle, and I ask the audience to raise their hands if they can see it, and nearly every person in the room raises their hand. But in truth, there are no triangles or circles at all in the image, just a series of lines and shapes on a field of white space. Our minds fill in that space, projecting an illusory upside-down triangle on top of three made-up circles and a right-side-up triangle that everyone can see, but only exists in our imagination. We have no way of knowing what's actually going on in some imagined real world. We can only take in the secondhand smoke of our own thinking. And that means we're all living in separate realities, not separate interpretations of a real reality, but 7 billion individual overlapping creations. Which is why someone can apparently look at the same things we're looking at and come to different conclusions. We're not actually looking at the same thing. They're looking at their own thought-created reality. We're looking at ours. We're both absolutely right given what we see, but our perception of what's going on is absolutely limited. As Sid Banks said, and I've repeated several times throughout this book, everyone is doing the best they can given the thinking they have that looks real to them. So you can't change someone's mind without first opening up your own. What do they see that you don't? What babies of wisdom and truth are you throwing out in the bathwater of their rhetoric? We can absolutely learn from one another, and we can become partners in creating a better world by striving to see what others see. In a podcast called How to Become More Intelligent Beginning Today, which you can find at michaelneal.org/supercoach, I shared what I consider to be a master strategy for increasing your intelligence and becoming more influential with others. Find someone you recognize to not be a complete moron who disagrees with you, and really listen to them. Don't worry about all the people who disagree with you because of their ignorance or hidden agendas. They're out there too. Don't worry about getting your point of view across. You'll be able to do that more powerfully once you recognize that it's just a point of view. But find one person who might see something you don't and learn what you can learn from them. Repeat it as often as you can. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Super coaching tip. Changing the world one person at a time. 1. Choose a person in your life whom you deeply love and would love to see tap into the power within them. 2. When you next spend time with them, decide to be with them as they are without trying to change, fix, or help them in any way. Know in your heart that no matter what is going on, they have the ability at any moment to spread their wings and go from falling to flying. 3. Do the same thing with yourself and see what happens. In our fifth and final excerpt, you're going to hear something called The Beginner's Guide to Sharing the Three Principles. And if you haven't heard it before, I think you'll really enjoy it. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk to you soon.